Title: Rega, 808 Tail Glue Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that Rega slash jungle style 808 tail that feels like it's stitching the groove together without murdering your headroom. Because in drum and bass, especially Rega flavored stuff, that boom after the crack is a whole attitude. The problem is, if the tail is just long and loud all the time, it smears the low end, it fights the bass line, and your limiter ends up doing damage control instead of polish. So in this lesson, we're doing it the clean way. Two-layer 808, plus a tail glue bus, plus automation that changes the tail's behavior depending on the section. That's the difference between big sub and rollable low end that stays loud later. Before we touch anything, session prep. Put your tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. Classic pocket. And here's a habit I want you to lock in. While you're building low end, keep your master peak under about minus 6 dBFS. Not because we like quiet mixes, because we like mixes that survive mastering. Drop a spectrum on the master. Just leave it there, and keep an eye on roughly 30 to 80 Hz. You're not staring at it like a scientist, you're just checking. Is the low end stable or is it jumping around and eating peaks? Now step 1. Choose or build an 808 that actually works in DNB. A lot of trap 808s are basically infinite booms. In DNB, you want fast punch, controlled sustain, and predictable decay. If you're using a sample, drag it into simpler. If it's a one-shot, make sure warp is off in the clip so it's not getting time stretched weirdly. In simpler, set voices to 1 so it behaves mono, turn snap on, and use trigger mode most of the time so every hit gives you consistent behavior. If you want a clean synth 808, use operator, oscillator on a sine wave. Add a pitch envelope for that little doof at the front, pitch amount around 20 to 40, and a decay around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Then your amp envelope, attack at 0, sustain all the way down, and a decay somewhere like 300 to 900 milliseconds for now. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. We're going to automate this later, so don't overthink it yet. Now the critical move, split the 808 into head and tail. This is where you stop trying to make one track do everything, because one track doing punch and sustain is how you lose control. Instead, we'll have one layer for translation and impact, and another layer for the low-end glue that breathes with the drums. So duplicate your 808 track, or duplicate the MIDI to two instruments. Track 1 is 808 head. The goal is punch and definition, with minimal sub-sustain. Put EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 Hz, steep slope. You're cleaning out the useless sub-rumble that doesn't read musically but absolutely eats headroom. If it's getting crowded around 60 to 90 Hz, you can do a gentle dip there, but keep it subtle. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. And crucial, turn the output down to match. Don't let loudness trick you into thinking it's better. We're adding harmonics and density, not just turning it up. Optional but spicy. Drum bus. Keep boom at 0. We do not need extra sub here. Add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and push transients up, like plus 5 to plus 15. The head should cut on small speakers. That's the whole point. Track 2 is 808 tail. This is the controlled sub-sustain, the glue. Start with EQ 8, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays sub-focused. If you hear a resonance, it's often somewhere like 45 to 55 or 70 to 80 Hz. You can notch it gently, don't carve it to death. Just tame the whistle, then a saturator, but lighter than the head. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Tail distortion gets messy fast and can inflate peaks. Then a compressor for sidechain ducking. We'll set it up in a minute. And then a limiter, but only as safety. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. If it's doing more than 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction regularly, something upstream is wrong. This limiter is not your loudness tool. It's your oops catcher. Now group the two tracks. Select both. Group them and name the group 808 bus. On the 808 bus, put EQ 8, high pass 25 to 30 Hz. Again, headroom protection. If the very low sub under 35 Hz is excessive for your key, a gentle shelf down can help, but don't automatically do it listen. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold, so you get about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. The idea is cohesion, not flattening. Then a saturator on the bus, analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB and compensate output down. This is a perceived loudness trick. You can make the low end feel thicker without raising peak level as much as pure gain would. Now let's do the big DNB move. Tailwire ducking. Go back to the 808 tail compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the sidechain source. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release usually in the 80 to 160 millisecond range, depending on the groove. Threshold set so the tail ducks about 3 to 7 dB when the kick hits. Here's the teacher note that matters. You're not setting release based on BPM. You're setting release based on the gap. In raggish DNB, the pocket after the snare is often where the tail gets to shine. So loop two bars, solo your drums and tail, and ask one question. Does the tail peek inside the empty space, or does it sit on top of the next hit? If it's stepping on the next hit, don't just turn it down. Either shorten the tail envelope, or speed up the sidechain release so it recovers faster and gets out of the way sooner. Now, optional but extremely DNB, snare trigger ducking. Add a second compressor after the first one on the tail. Sidechain it to the snare. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack a little slower than the kick, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of ducking on snare hits. This keeps the snare dominant while the tail still feels present. Next, automation. This is the part that turns a good sound into a record that moves. Hit A in Ableton to show automation mode. Here are the high-impact targets to automate. First, the tail's amp decay or release in operator or simpler. Second, the kick sidechain compressor threshold on the tail, so ducking depth changes by section. Third, the bus glue compressor threshold, so the drop gets a touch more cohesion. And fourth, a filter or EQ move on the tail, like an EQ8 shelf or the low-pass frequency, to tighten verses or darken breakdowns. Let's map a classic arrangement plan. In the intro, like the first 16 bars, keep the tail shorter and controlled. Amp decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Stronger ducking, meaning a lower threshold so it ducks more. In the drop, maybe 32 bars, let the tail get longer. Amp decay around 500 to 900 milliseconds. Slightly reduced ducking, so raise the threshold a bit. And on the 808 bus glue compressor, aim for about half a dB to 1 dB more gain reduction than before. That's subtle, but it can make the low end feel like one instrument. In a breakdown or halftime moment, you can go even longer, like 800 to 1200 milliseconds, but filter it darker. Automate the tail low pass down to around 90 to 120 Hz. That makes it feel huge without blasting the mix with extra harmonics. Then for the second drop, do not copy-paste the exact same automation. Make it feel like a variation. Even a slightly different decay curve or ducking depth keeps the listener locked. When you draw automation, use curves where possible. Sudden jumps in tail length can sound like the low-end teleports, especially on big systems. Now, headroom discipline. This is the part where people usually try to solve it at the end with a limiter. Don't. While writing, aim for the 808 bus peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. And with drums and bass playing, try to keep the master peaking around minus 8 to minus 6. If it feels quiet, good. That's mix headroom. That's future loudness. Put utility at the end of the 808 head and 808 tail tracks. Use utility gain to balance them cleanly. Don't balance by cranking saturator drive. Saturator is tone. Utility is level. Quick coaching check. Do micro headroom tests while looping. Bypass the 808 bus glue compressor and the bus saturator one at a time. If bypassing either drops your master peak by like 2 to 4 dB, you're not just gluing, you're generating peaks. Back off drive, compensate output, and rebalance. Another pro workflow thing, build a low-end view right inside your set. On the 808 bus, keep a spectrum with slower averaging so you can see sustained behavior, not just momentary spikes. Add a tuner to confirm the tail is actually hitting the note you think it is. And if you ever do anything stereo in the group, put a utility early on with bass mono enabled to keep everything under about 120 Hz centered. Now, groove placement. To make it feel ragga, treat the tail like call and response with the drums. Classic move, tail hits just after the snare. So snare cracks on 2 and 4, and the boom answers right after. Or put tails on offbeat so it rolls between kicks. Then your ducking ensures it never masks the snare or kick. Two more common failure points I want you to avoid. 1. Overlapping MIDI notes that re-trigger the sub and stack energy. Make sure your instrument is in mono behavior and check note lengths. Sometimes shortening MIDI notes tightens the low end more than any plugin ever will. 2. Widening the sub. Don't. Keep it mono. If it feels wide, it usually means phase issues and weak translation. Bass mono under 120 Hz is your friend. If you want to level up further, Here are a couple advanced variations you can try once the core system is working. You can do dual time constant ducking, one compressor with a fast release to clear the transient zone, and a second one with a slower release to sculpt the bloom between hits. Each compressor does less work, so it sounds more natural and less pumpy. Or you can make ducking frequency selective with multiband dynamics. Only compress the low band up to about 120 Hz from the sidechain, while letting the mid harmonics stay more stable. That way it still reads on small speakers, but the true sub gets out of the way. And if you want the tail to feel longer without being louder, make a harmonic helper layer. Duplicate the tail, high pass it around 120 Hz. Then saturate or use drum bus for grit. Keep it quiet. Your pure sub tail can be shorter and cleaner, and the harmonics make it feel like it sustains on phones and laptops. There's a cheat code for headroom. Alright, quick practice exercise to lock this in. Load a ragga break or build a breaky drum loop at 174 BPM. Create an 808 in operator, duplicate it into head and tail. Set the head decay short, set the tail decay medium, like 600 to 900 milliseconds. Sidechain the tail to the kick for about 5 dB ducking, and to the snare for about 2 dB. Then automate over 16 bars, bars 1 to 8 shorter tail, stronger ducking, bars 9 to 16 longer tail, slightly less ducking.